Amen. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that. Amen. So, a lady last week talked about Rocky. Y'all know that's her movie, right? Her series. And we're blessed that she shares it with us, right? So, but we were so encouraged last week. And we're going to highlight this movie today. But I want you to hold up your Bibles. We've got to do our confession of faith. That's just protocol. Amen. Repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Amen. Y'all ready? So we are doing today part five of the series, Bigger on the Inside. Last week, Lady talked about five things to win. If you remember, those five things were passion, partnership, plan, pace, and persistence. And as you saw in the trailer, we're looking at the movie Wonder today and seeing and pulling biblical principles from that. It's the powerful story of a young boy named Augie Pullman and his journey to attend public school for the first time as he enters the fifth grade. Augie had 27 surgeries since birth due to medical issues, and he had a facial deformity which caused him to stand out no matter where he went. And I always bring my kids into the lesson. I can't help it because they're a huge part of my life. I was so proud of our girls as they got up and received their honor roll certificates, amen, their Dreamers Awards. And it just reminded me of their story because they've got a story, amen, and God has brought them from such a mighty long ways, and we are so blessed and grateful to be their parent. But our youngest daughter, who you saw was the first one to come on stage, full of personality, the one, the shorter one with the glasses. At birth, they said she had a deadly disease, and she had experienced many complications as a result of her birth. They said she was not going to be able to learn, not going to be able to read. But how many know all things are possible to those who believe? Amen. And she saw the movie Wonder, right? And she said to Deb afterwards, Mom, it's okay to be different. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, God can speak to us through many different things. Amen. And it's important to recognize that. But it's okay to be different. And we're so proud of her. We're so proud of all our girls. But Lizzie, in particular, as I'm highlighting her, she's overcome so many obstacles. And we've confessed for years that she's gaining ground on a learning curve and surpassing her peers. Amen. And Deb and I, we're stubborn about that. We're not giving up. We're not quitting. I'm not looking at the IEP. I'm not looking at the doctor's report. I'm looking at the report of the Lord. And that's where our final answer comes from. Amen. One of the things that we can really get from this movie is how important it is that we don't form conclusions about people based on how they look. In 1 Samuel 16 and 7 in the NLT, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The Lord looks at the heart, amen. And this was at the time that the prophet Samuel was going to be anointing a new king because God had rejected Saul because of Saul's disobedience. The Lord was very clear with his instructions. The heart of the person that I choose to be king will meet my qualifications, but they may not meet yours because you're looking in the wrong place. People look at the outside, but God is looking at the inside. The Lord looks at the heart. Amen. And I want to explore four things this morning as we take a look at being bigger on the inside. And the four things I want to explore are number one, be yourself. Number two, be kind. Number three, be brave. And number four, be a dreamer. Amen. Those are the four things that I pulled out of Wonder and I believe is going to bless you today. The first way to be bigger on the inside is to be myself. I need to learn how to embrace my own uniqueness. Amen. Psalm 139 and verse 14, King James says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." So as we look at that verse, I'm praising God because he did what? Number one, he made me. And that's good enough. Amen. He made me. My value comes from the fact that God made me. And I love how David said, "Marvelous are thy works." He's still talking about himself. That's what he's saying. Who's marvelous because of God's works? You and I are marvelous because of God's works. I'm praising you, God, because you made me who I am and you made me unique. You made me fearfully and wonderfully. Amen. And so I've got to reject the notion of looking down on myself. Amen. Oftentimes the enemy will try to highlight the things that, you know, our own inadequacies, perhaps our own insecurities. But I've got to be disciplined enough to say, no, no, devil, I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking like David. Amen. I'm thinking about the beautiful creation that God says I am. And I've got to choose by my faith to align my viewpoint of myself with the word of God. Amen. Think about it like this. If two of us are exactly alike, one of us isn't necessary. Isn't that right? There's something about you. God created you to be you. If you're not you, the world is missing something. The world is missing your unique contribution to the earth. Amen? And truth be told, if we're honest about it, we waste so much time trying to be like somebody else on the outside. We don't feel good about ourselves unless our selfie has 575 likes on Facebook. When really God, that's okay with God, but really the reality is who we are stems from who we are on the inside. Amen? Why be a cheap copy of someone else when you're already original and already great? Amen. One of my favorite quotes by Dr. Seuss is, "Today you are you that is truer than true. There was no one alive who is youer than you." I think Dr. Seuss was the first rapper, don't you? It's like, all right. So he's telling us really, you know, we got to discover our own personality, discover our own style. Don't just imitate somebody else, but get before God and say, God, why did you create me? Because the scripture says it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. I didn't invent me. I was not my own idea. I was God's idea. I couldn't fake myself into existence. I needed him to breathe life into me. And because he created me, he knows who I am. He knows whose I am. And he knows why I'm here on this earth. Amen. Amen. There's a powerful scene where at the beginning where Augie, you know, he wears a spaceman's helmet everywhere and his dad makes him take it off on the first day of school. His sister Miranda whispers in his ear, "If they stare, let them stare. You can't blend in if you were born to stand out." And that's the key. We can't blend in. We're the church. I mean, that's a good thing for the church. We can't blend in because God created us to stand out. Amen. The scripture teaches us that we are in this world, but not of this world. 1 Peter 2:9 in the KJV, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Another way of saying this is that believers are God's own special people. You see, you can't blend in if you were born to stand out. If you remember, Peter tried to blend in and he still stood out. He failed at trying to stand out. You remember after Jesus was arrested and he was being questioned by the Jewish authorities, Peter was accused 3 different times of being with Jesus. And twice he said no, and the third time he tried to add some cursing into it, okay, and they still didn't believe him. Read it, that's what the scripture says, right? Peter said, "Well, the first 2 times, I'm 0 for 2. I got to add a little extra to it, right?" And they said, "Nah, you're not. Your dialect, you sound just like, you're one of them." And see, that's the thing. When you've been marked by God, you can try to escape it, get around it, but you can't because it's kind of like that person who's running on a treadmill. You may be going fast, but once you're done, you're still in the same spot. You can't outrun God. You're created by God. You're created for God. So you might as well surrender to God because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. I'm not knocking the treadmill. I just started using it myself. Can't say I like it, but I'm just, all right. Whew. All right, so we're going to give a Pat quote. We gave a Dr. Seuss quote. This is my quote. "You and I were born for a purpose, with a purpose, on purpose, and life takes on a whole new meaning when we seek to please God and accept who he has created us to be." Amen. That's the key right there. That's the first point, is to be yourself. Amen. Say that with me. Say, be yourself. Be yourself. All right, point number 2 is be kind. It takes kindness to stop judging people based on personal appearance. Amen. In Ephesians 4:31-32, we're looking at the NLT. It reads, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you." Powerful verse. There are many scenes in the movie Wonder, and I want to encourage you to see it if you haven't seen it, but they take place in the classroom. And it's interesting that every month the teacher picks a a quote or a statement. He called him a precept that it was supposed to inspire the children to act like what it says, basically. but there were two under be kind. And the first one, when given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind. And the second one is be kind, for everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen. When Augie was facing bullying and mean comments from those who he had hoped were going to be nice to him, all he wanted was for someone to look past his physical appearance and treat him with respect. By him taking the mask off and by him being, bold enough really to go to school, they found out he was an incredible scientist. He was really smarter than the rest of the kids. He was unique. He was fearfully and wonderfully made, amen? But they would have never discovered how unique he was if he had kept that helmet on. Amen? You know, it's important to understand that people do best when they're encouraged. Fussing doesn't bring out the best in people, but encouragement does. How can I be an encourager? I'm glad you asked. There are three things I want to share with you how you can be an encourager this morning. Number one, value people. An encourager values people. Number two, an encourager believes in people. And number three, an encourager unconditionally loves people. And value, belief, and unconditional love is all demonstrated in how you treat somebody. Amen. So we're talking about what being bigger on the inside. Number one was be yourself. Number two was what? Be kind. And now number three, be brave. Be brave. On the first day of school, Augie did not wear his spaceman's helmet in public for the very first time in years. He was brave, knowing the persecution he would have to deal with simply for the way he looked. Joshua 1 and 9 in the King James, God is talking here, and he's talking to Joshua, and he says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." This is powerful because Moses had died. And Joshua, in his new role, was a little bit nervous looking at Moses as the great example. And God is saying, stop looking at Moses, but look at me. I've given you the equipment. I've given you what you need to lead my people. Amen? So God was talking to Moses here. And you might be like Augie right now in your life, knowing that you consistently have to go into a hostile environment. Sometimes that's unavoidable. Sometimes it might be a place of employment. Sometimes, unfortunately, it might be people you thought were on your side, but they turn out not to be on your side. But what God said to Joshua is for you and I. God is with us wherever we go. His favor surrounds us as a shield. And the grace on you is greater than the opposition that might come against you. Did you hear that? The grace on you is greater than the opposition that might come against you. So he is with you and he is with me, but you have to be brave. As I told you at the beginning, Deb and I are proud parents, and our children invade every aspect of our lives, so they might as well invade this lesson. All right. Our oldest daughter, she's at UNC Charlotte for a summer program, and she's been there 2 weeks and doing quite well and making some adjustments, you know, as you start to head out on your own and experience life without your parents being right under your wing. You know, you're stretched. But she's doing quite well, and I want to share with you a brief, something happened to her briefly. Last week, she was in a class, and there was a game that was played in class. There was a speaker that was brought in, and there was a game that was played in class where she had to write down the things that were important to her on different slips of paper. And really, all the students had to do this. It was part of the game. And when they started the game, along the way, they were asked to give up the things they had written down. So they wrote down things that were important to them. Along the way, the speaker is saying, you need to give that up. You need to give that up, all right? At first, there were a few things that she was willing to give up, but as the game went on, the students were pressured to give up all of their slips of paper. Now, realize the instructions at the beginning were to write down everything that's important to you, all right? When it came to certain things on her paper, God, her family, and a few other slips, she refused to give them up. And she explained to the entire class that no matter if it's a game or life, there are certain things that I simply will not give up. You can't pressure me. You can't bully me into giving something up, which I'm not going to give up. No disrespect to the person in charge in the room, but the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so she said, I don't care if you're staring at me. I don't care if you're looking at me. You didn't put breath in my body. You didn't make me. So I'm going to be here with my quiet, introverted self, letting the devil know you can't run my life. If you know her, you know she's introverted. She's quiet. And she told us how uncomfortable it was. Everybody in the class is looking at her.
You know, some of the other kids, they wrote down God. They wrote down, but, you know, professor said, you know, guest speaker. I think he was some type of professor. I don't know what, I don't know who he was. Scripture says who he was. But anyway, all right, so moving right along, okay? But Deb's looking at me. I'm good. I'm good. I didn't say it. Okay, so she refused it. You know, they're all staring at her. Everybody in the room is staring at her. It don't matter. As Christians, we don't buckle under pressure. We don't go with the flow. We establish the flow. We are the flow. And I was proud of her. You know what's so incredible? After that, you know, I told her, I said, listen, you know, when you acknowledge God in front of people, God will make sure you're acknowledged. Someone said, hey, out of the blue, what's her Cash App? I said, here you go. There's the Cash App. Amen. That's how it works. You stand up for God, he'll stand up for you. But that reminds me of the first day of school where Augie's sister Miranda whispers in the ear and says, if they stare, let them stare. You can't blend in if you were born to stand out. Amen. And sometimes we may be in positions where we have to be brave on our own. But just like our daughter, she knew God was with her even if no one else was. And so God is with you today. So you might as well take off your mask and be who God has created you to be. Because if they don't accept you or they don't like you, their friendship wasn't valuable to start with. You'd rather have a few real friends than a whole lot of fake ones. So be brave and be yourself. The first thing was be yourself. The second one was be kind. The third one was be brave. And now the fourth one, be a dreamer. Augie was a dreamer. You know, it's a very interesting movie because he would kind of be the narrator at different times during the movie so you would understand what was going on in his head and the thoughts that he was facing. At one point, he explained, my mom always said, if you don't like where you are, just picture where you want to be. If you don't like where you are, just picture where you want to be. Now, maybe it's just me, but that sounds just like escaping the discomfort of my present by visiting my future on the canvas of my, I mean, maybe it's just me, but that's exactly what it sounds like, is that you've got to get a picture in your mind. Maybe it's tough right now. Maybe you're experiencing things that you'd rather not experience, but the reality is you feel your focus, so lift your focus higher, focus on the word, focus on God's promises, picture where you want to be. Amen? To be a dreamer. I escaped the discomfort of my present by visiting my future on the canvas of my imagination. All things are possible to those who believe. Things won't always look the way that they look right now, but I've got to do something about my focus. So that was an incredible quote. As Augie's going through and people he didn't even know are making fun of him and he's being bullied and all these things are going on, but he decided he was going to listen to his mom and in his mind see a picture of how he wanted things to be. So in the movie, what happens is he basically escapes in his mind and starts thinking about the astronaut that he's going to be with that spacesuit and how incredible of an astronaut, all the things he'll accomplish, you know, as an astronaut. And then he pictures himself, instead of being bullied by everybody, being cheered by everybody. That was his constant focus. So there are scenes where it goes from the present bullying to the future praise. The present bullying to the future praise. Sounds like a day of contradiction. Sounds like what we've been taught, that we've got to rise above how things are at a particular circumstance and realize we walk by faith and not by sight. It may not feel good, it may not look good, but that is not the final answer. The final answer is my faith based on putting my trust and confidence in God's word. Amen. So to be a dreamer, I got to picture where I want to be. If I'm in a tough spot, I can't allow myself to be consumed by my experience. I've got to create my own experience based on God's word. Amen? All right, where was I? Somewhere in here. He didn't have a whole lot of people cheering for him. So he had to, in his mind, see people cheering for himself. And maybe you have people cheering for you. Maybe there are some, maybe there are none, maybe there are a few. Well, that's why you need to come to the house of God. Because you're around, look to your left and look to your, you're around a whole bunch of cheerleaders. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, when you get a blessing, I'm going to praise God for you. And when I get a blessing, you're going to praise God for me. We got to rejoice for those who rejoice. So you can't receive that just sitting at home watching e-church. I'm just saying. I mean, it's all good. There's nothing wrong with personal edification. But there's something, when we fail to assemble, there's something we're missing. We're not rubbing elbows with each other. The scripture teaches iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We get strength from coming to the same place, worshiping the same God, and faith rubs off on each other. Amen? Hallelujah. I know Etsy was talking to somebody about going to church. I forget who that was. He's like, oh, I don't go. I just go to e-church. Like, she wants to go to church on Sunday. Like, we taught her to go to church, not being at home in your pajamas on the internet, right? It's like, she's got to go to church. I want to go to church. Y'all know that song? You ever heard that song? It's like a new song. Keep hearing it on the radio, yeah. My kids sing it all the time. I'm like, I want to go to church. I'm like, good. I want to go to church, too, because that's where you're going, even if you don't want to. So you might as well want to. Put a little want to in there. That's how I was raised, and I turned out all right. Amen. I was forced to go to church. I was 13, 14, 15, thought I knew it all, but mom and dad made me go to church. Turned out okay. Praise God. Amen. So by the end of the movie, because of his attitude, because he took off his helmet and people were celebrating him for who he was, slowly but surely, he ends up winning over the hearts of the entire school. And he receives an award for his quiet display of strength. It's powerful. And the last scene, one of the last scenes of the movie, shows everybody cheering for him. Isn't that what he envisioned? Didn't he escape the discomfort of his present by visiting his future? Didn't what he envisioned come to pass? Didn't what he expect, he ultimately experienced? Amen? And I love this quote. To quote Aggie, the truth is no one is ordinary, and we all deserve a standing ovation at least once in our lives. That quote hit home. The reality is each one of us is unique. None of us are ordinary. And scripture teaches us that we are, in fact, being cheered on to fight the good fight of faith. Hebrews 12 and 1 in the King James, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The great cloud of witnesses, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Who are they? Read chapter 11. That's who they are. Chapter 11 is what they call the Faith Hall of Fame. Those folks who by faith conquered, by faith reigned. All right, I did a study on the word clouds, all right, and found a couple interesting things. In ancient classical Greek times, the word clouds was used to describe the highest seats in the bleachers of a stadium. We don't have the time, but if you were to thoroughly study this verse, you would find that the Holy Spirit is saying to us, you're not alone. The grandstands of heaven, all the way up to the clouds, the highest seats in the bleachers are piled high with people who stood the test of time and eventually saw their faith manifested. Amen. Powerful, powerful thing. So the bleachers of heaven are cheering us on. Amen. That's exciting. I want to read it out of the message. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 in the message. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again. Item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Amen. If that don't encourage you, I don't know what to tell you. Because that is encouraging right there. Amen. The bleachers of heaven are filled with people who have already faced the enemy and won their fight. They face the impossible. They accomplish the unthinkable. And they stand as proof that you and I can make it too. Amen. Bigger on the inside. To be bigger on the inside, there are four things. Number one, be yourself. Number two, be kind. Number three, be brave. And number four, be a dreamer. Do you receive that today? Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm finished. Amen. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. And we have believers praying all over the building. Amen. There are a few folks who need to get up.